This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Pesach has many yesoides, much Torah. Which comes from the Shulchan Aruch itself, from the dinim of Hilchas Pesach, the way we sit to the Seder. Every child knows when the Tata kommt daheim von Shul Pesach, tut er on the kittel. He puts on the kittel. Why do we wear a kittel by the Pesach Seder? So, Mestam, you heard many reasons. I'm sure the children are going to come home with a booklet that gives an extra 6 reasons that you never heard before. And they're all good. But it's a Taz. The Taz gives the reason why we wear the kittel. Zok del Taz, why do we wear a kittel? Zok del Taz, what's the reason we wear the kittel? Shaloi tazuach daitei olav. And this is an inyan of libay nichna, that through wearing of the kittel, this brings out that the person has a hachna, he has a humility. Zeh shteit in Taz, that the reason why we put on the kittel, he speaks about, zok the Taz, the tam levishas hakittel hu shloi tazuach daitei olav v'pnei asimcha. Pesach by night, there's an inyan of simcha, and that simcha, we're afraid, will become a simcha way above its necessary simcha. So in order to put a cap on it, so to speak, like tazuach daitai, shouldn't be too much, we wear the kittel, which is big day mesa. Now l'chayre, the shayla is, why is this more different than any other yontif? I mean, in every yontif we have mitzvah simcha, and yet we don't have to wear a kittel. On Yom Kippur we wear the kittel because it's white and whatever the cheshbeinus are. But what's the inyan of the kittel? Shaloi tazuach daitai mipnei asimcha. It's going to be such simcha. Ah, unbelievable. Und was ist schlecht? So you should be besimcha. Well, tazuach daitai. What's the translation of tazuach daitai? It's a gaiva. There'll be a haughtiness. And if you look at the Magen Avram and the Behetiv, they speak about libay nichna. The kittel lends to the person this inyan of Meshav Achnoas Halev. Why is it so important to be nizar, shalai tazuach daitei, and that it should be libay nichna by the Pesach Seder? Abay say, let's understand the Seder a little bit. And then we'll see why there's such a hakpada, hadgasha, such an emphasis. Shalai tazuach daitei alay, too much simcha, and you need libay nichna. We all know that the matzah that we eat has dual reasons. As we start in the Haggadah, Ha lachma anya, the achola, vasana, ba'ara, the mitzrayim, it's lachma anya. It's bread of affliction, the bread of the poor. The Gemara even tells us that you have to eat it in a way that reminds us of the avdus. Madakri shaloni beprusa. So the oni, he eats it, a broken piece, daf min dechesin also. Like an oni, broken pieces. Is that really so important on the night of Pesach to eat a matzah like an oni? Oh, lach me'anya. You know what you could come and say? Lach me'anya means it reminds us of Mitzrayim. Because oh, lach me'anya, we ate it in Mitzrayim. But you see, it's more than that. It's not just a reminder, a remembrance. that we ate this in Mitzrayim. Mitafas taka essen, you have to eat it as if you'd be an ani. This dig is not mine, the Chassam Sefer makes this dig. That it's not enough to remind us, lachma anya, but you see, it's got to be eaten on an oifin, on an. Hear what they say? What was the shaila we're asking? There's an Indian of libay nichna as you go to the Seder, which we don't find anywhere else. Hachnoas alev. And right away we talk in the beginning of the Seder, ho lachma anya. And like the Chassam Sefer explains, not just in memory, but taka to eat the matzah, mamish, like as if you were an oni. But at the same time, we know that the matzah resembles the geula. Shlahispi b'tzeikim l'hachmitz, the chalz geula. So which one is it, Rabbi Yisrael? Is it geula? Or is it anya? This kasha, the Maral in Gur Ari asks. How could you have a matzah on one hand reminds you of anya, and that's the reason to eat it? And then it turns into that this is the bread of the geula. Is it the geula or is it the galus? Which one is it? The ma'isa, you take a look at the Zaya. The Zaya writes, everybody knows this, lachma anya. What is a matzah? It's called lechem de memnusa. It's the bread of emuna. So there's something about the matzah that brings emuna. What is in the matzah that brings emuna? I think, Rabbi Isai, this is really the answer to the kasha. And as I will explain to you, and as we will see further, emuna needs both. Emuna needs hachnoas halev. Hachnoas halev together. Emuna is a matzah. Avada, it reminds us of gulas mitzrayim. If hashteitza gulas mitzrayim is the emuna, the night of. And we talk about that we left Mitzrayim. It's all about emuna. But how does it begin, emuna? Emuna begins with hachnas halev. And now I'll show you where I saw this yisayit. It's an interesting thing. We eat the matzah the night of Pesach. When did the matzah story take place? It's the next morning. Lehispik b'tzeikim lahachmitz. So it was the next morning. So we should have had a Pesach Seder eating matzahs the next morning. You like the kasha? It's how good the kasha is my kasha. Some Sefer fragt this for kasha. He says, I don't understand. If it's like his, we would say, so why is it the night of Pesach? We should have sat and ate matzahs the day of Pesach. To remember that we left by day, and Lehispik B'tzeikim L'Achmitz. Says the Chassam Sefer Achidush Nifla that the Pesach matzahs that we eat at night is not because of Lehispik B'tzeikim L'Achmitz. The reason why we eat matzahs the night of Pesach is because we ate matzahs together with the Karn Pesach. And L'Zeich of those matzahs, we eat matzahs. Habesa, what's supposed to be the question on this Yisayit? It's against what Dagoda tells us, right? It's a beautiful book. Givaldi, shame the Gola. Try to write a Haggadah without having Al-Shum Shlohispik V'tzeikim L'Achmitz. It's Haggadah Kasha. So let me read to you the Chassam Sefer. The Chassam Sefer is in Parashat Tzav. And he says, what do you do with the Lehispik B'tzeikim? He says, I have a very big kasha up to some Sefer. Do you know that a matzah, which is baked by the sun, you're not yaitza with? It's a Gemara. The Gemara in Psachim, Dafla Mitzayin, says clearly, matzah, ha'ne'efes b'chameh, Lo yatz, you're not yatz. You need it to be betanur. Fact the heilig sam sefer. I don't understand. The whole thing is to remind us. Shleihis v'gutzeikum lahachmitz. That was done through the sun. So what's wrong? How could the matzah, which is supposed to remind us that it was baked by the sun, become possible if it's baked by the sun? So the sam sefer al kain nidali. Shekizayis matzah shanoichlim uzeichelois a matzah shlachu b'mitzrayim b'lel pesa b'chipazin. It's not about the matzahs of the leaving of Mitzrayim. It's about the matzahs that we ate in Mitzrayim the night with the Pesach. That's why there's an inyan to eat the matzah b'prusa, like an ani. If it's for the geul of the next day, so why are we eating like an ani? Remember, I asked you this kashas. The chastiras, epistutzachta. On one hand, it's supposed to be lachmanyo diachol avasodim and bimitzrayim. It should have been that the matzahs that we eat for the kiyum hamitzvah is not beprusa, because that's for the geula. On the teretz of the chsam seifin, no. That those matzahs are also. The matzahs that we eat at the end of the Haggadah is beprusa, because it's lachma anya diachol avasono bimitzrayim. Ay lo yispik betzekam. So he says a myridik yisai. He says like this. Va'oz himinu sha'os rakosh bohu lahakos b'chayrim b'chatzois. You know what the Pesach, the matzah that they were eating in Mitzrayim, you know what it was about? It was about emunah. That it was going to be a makas b'chayim. Otherwise, they would never get involved in this. If they didn't have full emunah that the Rebbeinu Shleilim is taking them out of Mitzrayim, they could never sit by a Pesach Seidim at matzis. It can't be. So they believed. And they believed the Lashon HaBoni of Eretz Yisrael and all the Avtochas. That's why when they baked the matzis, the gam aminu batku shemisharoisam yaspik litzeidim amidbar. You know, when a person goes on a long journey, if you ever try to go to the mountains, I never saw anybody come and say, you know what, I'll just take a chveza, ain't matzah lechveza. So why were they not prepared for this? And the teretz is, the Rebbeinu Shleilam, we trust. So they didn't bake matzahs. Yeah. They didn't prepare much. That matzah that we ate in the night of Pesach in Mitzrayim was not baked by the sun. It was baked in an oven. That's why matzahs have to be oven baked. Has to be. Don't talk about machine matzahs. But it has to be oven baked, you hear? Behainu, and that's the pshat kihal leachma anya bois hashana anu aichlim gam at aloymer bemuna lishan abo beit yisrael v'chal dichvin yese v'yechlu maskla namata idibir sashem hainu nami matzah shon oichlu mashum, and that's the shum shle hispik b'tzeikam pirish sheminu oz shle yaspik b'tzeikam lahachmitz. That's the pshat. Al shum shlo hispik b'tzeikim lahachmitz. They already knew the night before. They knew that they're going to go out b'chipazim. And the night before, they're not preparing. That's why we eat matzah. V'shayich shapo lachma al hakavon ahi mamish kemoi hi ha'ayla. This is the reason we eat the matzah. Amei sayat, amei v'dikazach. That the reason why we eat matzah at the Seder has nothing to do, nothing to do with the lahispik b'tzeika of lahachmitz. So this matzah that we eat is really matzahs with Karm Pesach. It's a whole different matzah. It's not a matzah, a zichen for the geula. But it's a matzah that we ate with the Karm Pesach. And you see that the Korban Pesach needs matzahs. Why does the Korban Pesach need a matzah? That's the shayla. You see, there's a few inyanim in matzah. There's one inyan of matzah to remind us that we left. And then there's one inyan of matzah that they ate the night of Pesach together with the Korban Pesach. What is the matzah? Our matzah is umreimim yechluhu. It's a din in the Korban Pesach that the Korban Pesach needs matzah. Why does the Korban Pesach need matzah? So according to the Chasam Sofer, it's the matzahs that they baked, that they had emunah, that the next day. How they say, let's discuss emunah and let's discuss matzahs. I want to begin with an interesting maral. The maral in Guraye says the lashon of the Haggadah is a bissel shver. Shlo hispik betzeichem lahachmitz ad shenigla aleihem HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'golo. The Goyin asked us already for a kasha. What does that mean? Till the Rabbeinu Shloim came and revealed himself, it should have said, Lahispik, but taken Lahachmas before they left. Kigarshu mi Mitzrayim, like it says in the Pasuk. Why does it speak about Achenigla, Aleyem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'golam? It should say that when they left B'chipazin. And that Chipazin is the Matzah. This is the Maral, and the Goyin speaks about this Shaila and Haggadah's Hagra. So years past, we said a pshat that the Yisoid of the Matzah was that they left everything. They saw Gilui Shechina, and they dropped everything and they left. And that's what's so beautiful about the Matzah. Achenigla aleihem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gilui Shechina, the Mela, they just ran out. But the Maral says a different insight. The Maral in Gurayi says that the pshat is that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam took us out. As far as us, we weren't ready to leave. What's the pshat? Zok the Maral, it shouldn't be that the person thinks, Ichabeb Sarayiske Gangen, I left. I can't, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam had to drag you out of there. Achenigla aleihem HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'golam. And he says, what's the pshat? That the person shouldn't think that he had something to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim. It was all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maral Gurayi says, well, I'll speak it out inside. Hashta lo yikshalacha mash'amru matzah shonaychal mashuv shlehiz b'yutzei shal aviseinu lahachmitz. What do you need? Just say it. They didn't have a chance for the matzahs to bake, and they had to run out of Mitzrayim. And the teretz is, why do we need limitly b'mash nigla aleihem melech machan loch veloimar? Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu rotz legal oisem koydim shehichmitz abatzik kidei sheyedu ki biyad chazak hu moitziyim. Fakert, there should be no part of it that they were ready to go. The Batzik wasn't ready. They were not ready to go. The Rabbeinu Shlom made them leave. Zok the Maral, why? It was all the Rabbeinu Shlom. Yetzias Mitzrayim had nothing to do with the person. The matzah is telling us, as the Rebbeinu Shel Olam took us, and it was only the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. There was nothing else. We weren't ready to go. The matzah wasn't ready. Lo hispik b'tzeikim l'achmitz. Ad shenigla aleihem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, you're leaving now. You shouldn't say, I went, I left. You didn't leave. You were taken out of Mitzrayim. Ki biyad chazaka, haitziyem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Parashim took them out. took them by the hand and took them out. Achenigla aleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu begal. What's the pshat? So I'll tell you, Rabbeis HaMeirid Dikazach. There's a hafla felder Sam Sofer. Sam Sofer says that the yisoid of matzah is anova. It's humility. Sam Sofer's in the drashas. Efrek Bakash. Avodim ayinu l'parah b'mitzrayim. This is supposed to answer all the kashas, right? Tell me, Avodim ayinu l'parah b'mitzrayim. Doesn't really answer all the kashas. Till later on that we left, Hashum, B'tzeikam. Effective Sam Sofer, where in Avodim ayinu do we have the teretz to the kasha of the matzah? That's the Sam Sofer's kasha. He says, a pelvic yisayt. He says, you want to know what the kasha of why we eat halayla zekule matzah? You know what the kasha really is? By all other karbanis, by all other kachim, the matzahs are eaten afterwards. Kavanas hasher shebechol achilas kachim benachsh necheles matzahs mitzah, ikulam alas kreisim chametz. You can eat chametz, and then you eat matzah. That's how it worked by the mincha. Came to Pesach Sheni. By Pesach Sheni, it's that way. Halayla zeh kulei matzah. Hashem came the night of Pesach is kulei matzah. Soptach sam soifah that this is the kasha, and then we get the teretz. Why? How does the teretz work? So he says like this. Klal Yisrael was in the Mem Tashari Tumah. How were we able to leave the Memta Shari Tumah? He says, interesting, he says, if you notice, the word Yetzias Mitzayim, it says it 50 times in the title. See, today you have a computer, you're able to check it. In those days, I'm safe to know, it says it 50 times. And he says, the reason is because we were in the Memta Shari Tumah. Says, so how did we get out of the Mem Teshari Tumu? The Chol Zois Hisigu B'Schus Shiktinu Atzmon. He humbled themselves. Kimaish Amru Chazal, like the Gemara says in Chulin, Loi Merubchem Mikol Amim Choshek Hashem Bechem. It's not because you're many. Ki Atem Hama'at. What's Hama'at, says the Gemara? Mema'aitim Atzmechem. You make yourself small. He says that's the pshat in the pasuk by yirbu, by yatzmu, b'me'oid me'oid. What's b'me'oid me'oid? Pirish kol oich in esrabu v'nizgadlu hoisifu anova hanikras me'oid me'oid havishval ruach. Santach samsoich. By yirbu, by yatzmu, b'me'oid me'oid. The more was by yirbu, by yatzmu, kama. It was me'oid me'oid. Me'oid me'oid havishval ruach. So it's like the samsoich. Ah, you wish you were in Pressburg hearing these drashas, huh? It's not the same as my drashas. What should I do? My drashas are not as good. It's a shame be gold, yeah. I'm sorry for shame. Vayirbu vayatzmu. It's not vayirbu vayatzmu v'moid moid. Vayirbu vayatzmu kamo. So how do you combat that? Moid moid habishval ruach. And that's why the Rebbeinu Shel Olam was bacha and klal Yisrael. Ki atem hamat. And that's how we were able to get out of the Mem Teshari Tumah. And that's why we eat matzah. Why? Ulezeh oichlin matzah shehu midas anova. A matzah is about anova. Hepech. Michomet shehu midas gasas aruach ha'oilu lemala kekarni chagov. So interesting. What are karni chagov? What they say? Chagov has it like in tennis. Goes up. It's a gaiva. Karni chagov. A shuffle, a matzah. It's a foolish of some sages. The karni chagov. It's a gaiva. I know. The Russian is karni chagov. Shuffle. Shane of some sages. The dina b'sreifa. And that's why you have to be seraphim. The east of the medrash, he ha'oila moita. What do you do with Gaivin? The medrash says, make sreifa. Kitzi says more and more gematriyoyis. He says a lot of gematriyoyis here, and he comes to maskana. Therefore, we eat matzah because the pshat is through the matzah we were able to quickly leave Mitzrayim. Ki atem amat mikolam. So avodim ayinu lepare b'Mitzrayim, and we were so lost in Mitzrayim that we gleiches in matzah. And because of the matzah, we were able to leave. No? I'm safe for that reason. So we have a mayor to be aside. This that it's halach me'anya. You're right, it's lach me'anya. And because it's lach me'anya, we ate it by the Pesach Seder. And because we ate it by the Pesach Seder, that's how we were able to leave, because we had the anya. Yeah. You know what I like about this, Rav Eisai? I'll tell you what I like about this. It's a whole new mahalach and understanding. I always learned that it was the other way around. We eat matzah because lehispik b'tzeikim lachmetz. Gnada, part of it is to know lachma anya, so we work backwards. He's saying a different way. It starts with because it was lachma anya. And that's why we ate it the night of Pesach. And because we ate it the night of Pesach, hat min zeiche gewen zareiske. So it's a whole different sequence of his side. So let's take it apart, hat they say. Was liegt da? Okay? Few minutes. Yeah. We began with a shtikl ashayil. The Pesach Seder. Why do you have to start with a kittel? That's Anton a kittel. Why do you need a kittel for us? So the Taz and the Magen Avram. She like to swach taitu. Achno asalev. First up, achno asa. What for? Why do you need achno asalev? You hear that? Hey, kasha. You know, I got the kasha. Tell me on every yontif that there's a simche, davnantan akitu. You see that the seder, you have to go to some seder, mitachno asalev. I say, shtey shulchan, beis nishmeine. You mask him, dos shtey ten bach and ta, dos shtey ta. The Indian of antan the kittel is a halacha, achno asalev. Well, Shaila novel, does he wear? He doesn't wear. He anyway has achnas alev. That's the reid nachayne. The Taz, the Magen Avraham, that's what they're discussing. What's the ganz achnas alev? By that, why? Where? What does it come from? And the Teretz Habesha is that there's a Yisoy the night of Pesach on finding the Seder b'achnas alev. But achnas alev is matzah. Hachnoas Halev is given the Geula. We were nigal because of this Hachnoas Halev. Ki atem ma'at mikol ha'amim. So why was he bacha? Because we ma'at mikol ha'amim. And that's avodim oyinu lepari b'mitzrayim. So how did we get out so quickly? Deserving. We were deserving to leave. We were not deserving to leave. But we left because halach na'anya. The achala abasona. That after all the nisim and everything had been geblieben, the zel belach na'anya. Abayisa, you know who says this? It's a marsha. It's a mefurish marsha. The marsha frek takashe, maskul begnus, umesayi b'shvach. Why? So we all understand because that's how you get what? To appreciate. When you start to understand what you had and now what you have, right? Everybody understands that. That's not what the Marsha says. On the Gemara in Pesachim Kuf Tezayin, Zok the Marsha Maschil Begnus Shaloi Tazuach Taitoy Olav. No, sounds familiar. It's this Taz, no? Masl bignus, because a person sits by the Seder. He sits mamish kedelch malachim. So in order to understand, shloi tazuach daita yolov, muze zayin ma, it's nish meine reid rabbi zayin, it's a mefurish marsha, shloi tazuach daita yolov. To make it better. Okay. If this would all work, then good. It's non-stop talking that does this. Shaloi tazuach daita yolov. Okay. Now, with this, I face I get the song and pshat na song. Yeah, song. Of course, it's not a song, you see. It's really a medrash. They made it into a song. I'm going to read you the words of the medrash. You tell me now if medrash is shame the gold. Shanu Rabbi Seinu Ayalkit Shemeini in Yeshayin Nun Tes Ois Shin Nun Vav Ois Sorry, Tav Tzadik Tes Shanu Rabbi Seinu B'shoa Shemelech HaMashiach Bo Oymer Al-Gag Beis HaMikdash Hu Mashmi Alem Yisrael V'oymer Anovim Yigia Zman Geulaschem Vemeinatem aminim, ru b'ayri shezarach aleichem shneama kumi ayri. For what's anovim? Always bother me this kasha. Why are they brought out of galus? But they're nusach anovim that they're humble. Always bother me the shayla. Sashen a nigan. I don't know if they would make the nigan if the words would be different. Maybe they would have to make a different type of a nigan. Medrash is the medrash. Why is it anovim v'giyaz man gulas? So years past, I told you the pshat. What is an anov? There's a mishle, a yalkut in mishle. Tof tof kuf lamid hey. Anovim yitein chayin. Ulanovim yitein chayin. Eilu Yisrael shehem aniyim beineim. Umahalchin banova. Yeah, they're poor. Aniyim, and they're humble. The soivlim oylam aleihem kdei lekadesh shmoi shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. An anav is somebody who is soivul to be mekadesh shem shemayim. So could be that's how we're taken out of galus. All the years of galus, we were soivul, we remained yidden. This was Lakadi Shem Shemayim, and Mela Kumta Leo and Ezakt Anovim Anovim Giaz Man Gulas. Say Bechalim Al Gizat, those that are singing the Shem Stam, heard it once before. Anovim is Ayid is an Anov, he's Soivul, like an Ani that's Soivul, Lakadi Shem Shemayim. Deri Yara Beisai Kem Zog Gagishmak, yeah. In order to have Geula, it needs atem hamat mikol amim b'mayit atzmichem. That causes geula. And why does that cause geula? Like the Maral says, because in order to have geula, dafim visas the Rebbeinu Shlom is the goyel. And in order to understand the Rebbeinu Shlom is the goyel, you have to know it has nothing to do with you. It's all the Eibishter. The minute a person thinks, as late to a Hansidam, a hot epis, a tut epis, it had something to do with him, it can't be Geula. Geula means the Rebbeinu Shloim, ani v'loi malach, ani v'loi shliach. We spoke many times, Moshe Rabbeinu's name is Bechlal not Nagod. Are you talking? Imagine you're telling a story of CPT trying to leave out the main, I don't want to say the word character, you notice I was being careful, okay? My English is a lot better. I could tell you four other words that mean the word character also. But you get the point. You're missing the story. Imagine telling a whole story. Chutz from that dimension that was Gaiolus. Huh? Huh? Okay, even that bothers me. Okay. You know the Tanakh that Beisai is Beis Hashem Yisbarach. And this is Pashit. The Yisoid of the Haggadah is to say, Hani V'loi Malach, Hani V'loi Shliach. It's all you. You took us biyod chazoko bezroya netuya uvemoyra gadlu ba'oisei subemoivsin. How does a person reach that? Like the Maral, Mama says it clearly. If he has another, and emuna is the same. And I'll show you where this is mefurish. It's a meyudiga chayoyla. The Stiplos dealt a lot with Sveikus and Amunah, with people that had issues. It was a big avoider by the Stiplos. Wrote many, many letters to the pertaining to that inyan. So in Chai Oilam, Perik Chav Zayin, he speaks about Midas Hanava. Then he starts talking about people that have Sveikus and Amunah. So I'll just read one paragraph. The whole thing needs to be read, but one paragraph. Lizois ha'etza yu'utza la'oysa shesayvli mibubuli ha'sveikis mirhurim mlaniach melisasig binyani sveikoseyem. They shouldn't think about their sveikis. Don't try to find answers. So what's the answer then? So what's tutmin? The guy has sveikis and amuna. Elolishtadl b'midas ha'anova lilmoid b'sforim akdoishim ha'ma'oirin la'anova ulitzayir la'atzmi kuchol efshir bitl chashivusoi ushiflusoi lisnai b'midas ha'anovim kimivur b'sifre yireyim ukvar shizkarev yoysel l'midas ha'anova. The more you're karev to midas ha'anova, yizbatl mimeno abilbulim v'asveikris ha'matariz v'hu bodik u'menusa. Stipe first. Another, an emuna. It's the same thing. In order to have emuna, you need another. This Rabbeisai is the yisoid of the matzah. Matzah is Michael de Memnusa. It brings emuna. So at the same time that it brings emuna, it has to have another. Ha'lach me'anya di'achol avasana ba'ara de Mitzrayim. The yisoid of the Pesach Seder needs achnoas halev. It needs achnoas halev. The Ram Levavcha v'shachachtas Hashem alikecha asher hoitzeisicha me'eretz Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was all about mi Hashem asher eshma b'keilei. Who's the Eibish? I don't know. The Gaiva. The Ram Levavcha v'shachachtas Hashem alikecha hoitzeisicha me'eretz Mitzrayim. Abaisai, Maisa, what is Anova? I'm going to say this again and again and again. The Ramban speaks clearly that the first and you say of all Anova is Lizar Ladabi Kalvarecha Benachas Bechalesul Chaladam. The way you talk to people. And he says clearly that this anava will bring to Yiras Shemayim. Ekev anava Yiras Hashem. It goes together. Unfortunately, we don't put enough emphasis on how we talk to others. Okay, it's almost geschmack. It's almost, if I use the word cool, he's tough, and he's with it, and he's geschmack. It's almost unappeasing today. A person is careful, nizer, to speak. Every sefer of the Rishayim speaks about this. Nekuda of Anava is Ladaber Kol Verechman, including the Rambam and the Mesil Shisharim. Hachnas Halev and Amuna go together. I don't know, and I'm going to say this, you'll forgive me if I'm wrong. Don't believe that in Europe the kids are at risk whatever we had in Europe, the kids at risk, was based on a haskalah, which was being poisoned to them. Today we have without them being poisoned. And yes, I understand there's an internet. I understand all that. But I don't believe that it begins with that. When kids become kids at risk, when children start to have sveikis and issues about Torah and Emunah, it didn't start with the internet. That's not where it starts. It starts when there's no anava, when they're brazen, when there's no achnas halev, when there's no derech eretz. How many times do we come to a kiddush and you can see older people standing and little kids are sitting? And they look at you like you're crazy. I mean, well, what do you, why not? I mean, it's my chair, it's my seat. And I grew up, if a kid would sit in a shul with you, when those others, we come and say, Patch. I was recently at a chasana. So I sat down at the end of the, it was the kids' table. I sat down and talked to somebody. So a kid walks over to me and says, that's my chair. Excuse me, could you get up? I didn't say, okay, all right. But then when I got up, he tells me, better not happen again.
That's not a problem with the kid. That's not the kid's fault.
I know that. That's what I'm telling you. That's exactly what I'm saying. It's exactly what I'm saying. It's the parents. We were not mechanic the children. And therefore, emuna becomes a very, very big suffer. The haskalah, I'm not the haskalah. I wasn't there. I don't know haskalah. I could tell you what everybody, but I could tell you clearly that this is not about haskalah. This is not being poisoned by anything. It's because it's in the land of Ashtikal Gemara. You know, I want to tell you something. Okay, just give me one more minute. You know what always I was ashamed from? When the five were sitting, the five Tanoim were sitting in Bnei Brak, Achigia, the Talmidim, and they said, Gia's my Kriyashma Shal Shachris. Where were the Talmidim all night? I always wonder, what they went to sleep? Efshim, maybe the Rosh Hashiva was giving the Shir Klali, and then the idol went to sleep. Efshim, maybe they went up, they left. They couldn't sit through it. No, I'm asking, what happened? And you know what the Teretz Pashat is? And you see this even in the halacha of the Seder. When there's a Talmud, Eitzel Rabbi, he doesn't sit by a Seder. Why not? Why? Let him sit by a Seder. It's the grace of mitzvah for a Seder. Nishta them. I have a kasha. If you ate a matzah without a Seder, Yoitzel, it's taste. It's a whole shayla. If you're Yoitzel, you're not Yoitzel, right? Tasha, not Yoitzel. And here they went and they parted you from the safe. What's the pshat? Abay say, sitting in front of your Rebbe ben Seva is not going to bring you emunah. It's not going to happen. Pesach is about emunah. Your Haseva also is a problem. That's what this Taz is saying. You're sitting derech Eirus. So maybe it'll be Tazur Daiti Klapi the Rabbeinu Shloim. Doshenech Mishkut. Emunah needs his batlas. Emunah needs that a person understands Hachnoas Halev. So the whole Seder, Af Mitzitzin with Akitl. The whole Seder? What about, and what's wrong if I take off the kittel when I eat the meal? We take off the kittel? I don't know, maybe people do it. I don't know what people do. But pashtus, we took off the kittel, we took this. Huh? People take it off? Afraid it gets dirty. Okay. The night of the Seder, the whole thing has to be Hachnoas Halev. Hachnoas Halev brings Hakaras HaTayv. Hakaras HaTayv brings Emunah. And that's the night of the matzah. It's not me. This is the Taz. This is the Chassam Sofer. When you eat the matzah, it's Achnoas Halev. That's what it is. And Achnoas Halev brings Emunah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.